This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We try really, really hard around here not to get all jargony on you guys because, A, corporate speak just sounds silly, but also, B, who can tell what people are really trying to say when they use jargon? Fact is, though, that businesses do use it all the time, so it has to be good for something, right? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith tried to figure out exactly what that might be.
Last week in my email to you, I synthesized our strategic direction as a productivity and platform company.
So this during might sound like some kind call, of business speak parody, but it's actually an excerpt from a memo written by Microsoft's CEO last month to announce major layoffs at the company.
We plan to have fewer layers of management, both top-down and sideways, to accelerate the flow of information and decision-making.
The memo got a lot of attention for its extreme use of business jargon. But as it turns out, using that jargon has some real advantages. A new study from Cheryl Waxlack at USC's Marshall School of Business found people who use business jargon are assumed to have a higher position within a company and are seen as better leaders.
What we found is that there's something about abstraction that communicates that I'm a big picture person. And that's what we expect powerful people to be like.
In fact, people who don't use management speak and instead lay their ideas out in a concrete, detailed way are perceived as less effective leaders.
I remember when I first went to work a long time ago at a Xerox research center.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at UC Berkeley's School of Information.
I got a memo on the first day that said, cascade this to your people and see what the pushback is. And I thought, you know, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Nunberg says business speak really got going in the 70s.
That was the moment when people started talking about corporate culture. That was when managers began to feel that workers could be motivated not simply by their salaries and job security, but by a kind of language.
Language that made people feel like going to the office every day was important and even epic.
You gave people a special language to speak that suggested that the work experience was somehow different and grander than ordinary life. You had champions in the workplace. You make mission statements and you have a vision.
The rise of business speak also came about just as executive salaries began rapidly outpacing line worker pay. Jargon was a way for managers to differentiate themselves from people who were earning far less than they were. They began using it as a power play.
People use them in meetings and other things.
Ron Sturgeon started working on cars out of high school and eventually built a huge auto salvage business, which he sold to Ford. Sturgeon hadn't been to business school, and when he first started attending big corporate meetings, he was struck by all the business jargon people were using.
And of course, if you're in the meeting and you don't know what the term is, you're definitely at a disadvantage, and so the person would obviously have more power than you or seem more intellectual than you.
Sturgeon became fascinated with jargon and published a dictionary of business jargon terms. But jargon isn't always about power. Berkeley's Jeff Nunberg says business buzzwords are also ways for us to communicate larger issues happening around work and the place of work in our lives. For example, now that flex time has us working from our home office, we sometimes have to unplug to achieve work-life balance. And women in the workplace are being encouraged to lean in and shatter the glass ceiling.
Jargon arises very often in order to deal with new phenomena. We are working differently now. We have different relationships to our workplace and our coworkers, and we need new language to describe that.
Nunberg says at the end of the day, there are a lot of moving parts in today's workplace. And in order to authentically describe the transformational change we're seeing in our relationship with our jobs, we need terms that facilitate new levels of communication so we can more effectively circle back to the big picture issues and touch base with how best to thrive and create effective synergies in Workplace 2.0. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.